Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
I believe you can do so much more than you think you can. George Eliot said, "Hold up your head. You are not made for failure. You were made for victory. Go forward with joyful confidence." What's up, moneymakers? This is Mahara Tucker in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're on the Think and Grow Rich call. Our founder, Mr. Paul Hutchings, will be taking over shortly, but for now, tell us your name and where you're calling in from.
Arkansas.
Good morning, Mahara. Larry and Wendy McSwain from McKinney, Texas.
Good morning, Larry. Hello, Wendy.
Good morning.
Aloha, Mahara.
Hey, Elliot. What's happening?
Great things.
I'm glad you're here, man.
Here from Arkansas.
Hey, Carrie. Good morning.
Business.
Good morning, good morning, Mahara. Charity from Bronx, New York. How you doing today?
Hey, Charity. I'm doing great today. Welcome to the call.
Thank
good
you.
Good morning. Happy early from Idaho.
Oh, happy early, proper morning to the guests.
Good morning, Mahara.
Good morning, Mahara.
Long Island,
Elizabeth,
New York.
From Virginia.
Was that Elizabeth Annadale?
Yes,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, Elizabeth was here.
Good morning, beautiful ladies. Welcome to the call.
Good thank morning. You. Thank you.
Good morning, Mahara. Andre from Jacksonville.
Andre, what's going on?
Getting ready for this beautiful call and this beautiful day here. How about yourself?
I'm doing the same, and I'm so glad you're here.
Good morning. Rick from California.
Mr. Rick Martin, welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Amy in Las Vegas.
Hey, Amy, welcome. We're glad you're with us.
Good morning. It's Angela in Southern California.
Hey, Angela, welcome to the Think and Grow Rich call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mahara. It's Lisa Scott, New Jersey.
Lisa Scott, what's going on, baby?
It's Thermonuclear Thursday.
It is. It's Thermonuclear Thursday, and you just took it up a notch. Thank you for that. Welcome.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Francois at Englewood, New Jersey.
Francois?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. Ooh, you have a fabulous voice.
Good morning, Richard, Dawn, and Linda from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Richard. Good morning, Dawn and Linda. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah. This is Nicole from North Carolina.
Hey, Nicole. Welcome to the call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Richard from Arkansas.
Hey, Richard. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
Desmond Higgins from North Carolina.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pop.
Good morning. This is Dwayne in Ohio.
Hey, Dwayne. Welcome. We're glad you're with us.
Glad to be here. Nowhere else this morning.
Who else is stepping out this morning?
Good morning, Mahara. This is Danny from Oregon.
Hey, Danny. Good morning and welcome to the call.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Selma from Atlanta.
Good morning. We're glad you're with us.
Good morning, Mahara. Lisa Johnson from New Jersey.
Hey, Lisa Johnson. What's going on?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm doing great. This morning. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Good morning, Mahara. This is Mary out of New York.
Good, I'm doing great.
Good morning, Mahara.
You want milk?
Super Duper Stan, North Carolina.
Hey, Super Duper Stan, good morning.
Milk.
Thank you, good morning.
Joe Dollar, good morning.
Hey, Joe Dollar, good morning. One amazing group of entrepreneurs. Who else is stepping out this morning?
Oh, Veronica from New York.
Hey, Veronica, welcome.
Good morning.
Desmond Hagus from North Carolina.
Life.
Hey, good morning and welcome.
Entrepreneur, you stepped out this morning.
I hear you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Think and Grow Rich Thursday. It is August 20th, 2015. You and I and we are on the Think and Grow Rich call. It's a conference call. It's a simple conference call that's been going on now for over 5 years. That's been helping people, myself included, transform and become better and be lifted on a daily basis and go from negative thinking to positive thinking, to going from having not many dollars in our bank account to having an abundance of dollars in our bank account, to going from states of being not as healthy as we could be to going to states of having health and energy and just a good outlook on life and a good way to show up and a good way to be. I love this call. I love the principles we study. I love the people who are on the call. This morning, Lisa Scott shared a hilarious video in our Facebook group about what it feels like to know you're about ready to get on the Think and Grow Rich call, and it was these two drunk guys with no shirts on dancing to this song. It was just hilarious. I was on the elliptical this morning, and I had my headphones in, and I was watching it, and I know the guy next to me was thinking, what's going on with this guy? Because there I was on the elliptical, I'm panting, and I'm laughing, and I'm panting, and I'm laughing at this video that Lisa Scott shared. Jennifer Glidden, one of our Think and Grow Rich family members, liked one of my posts on Facebook, and you know what I thought of when I saw that? I thought of the Facebook message that I got from Jen Glidden. I don't know, a couple years ago maybe, where she says she sends me this message and she says, Paul, I got to tell you, this stuff that we study on this call that was laid down by Dr. Napoleon Hill that we practice as we're thinking courage practitioners, she says, Paul, this stuff really works. She said, I hit my first $10,000 a month in income. And I remember reading those lines and just being blown away, excited for what she was accomplishing in her life with her business and with her team and with her family. Not a guarantee of income, see average earnings disclaimer on our website. At GrowRichAudios.com, but you know, it's so cool to have stories like this of real life people coming together, learning great things from mentors who've gone before and seeing transformational results in their lives. I think of Pass, the happiness engineer. And I think of when he first started getting on the call and how he was then and how he is now. And he was good when he first started getting on the call, but, you know, he's transformed over time into a more powerful person. He's transformed into the happiness engineer. And when you hear his voice, you just get this smile on your face because he's the happiness engineer, right? And story after story after story of income transformations, of personal transformations, and it's just a beautiful thing to be a part of. So I believe, my friend, that the fact that you're here here on this call and that I'm here on this call and that we're here on this call. And I believe the fact that we all right now have the intention to come together to learn something new that can help us step into better futures, I believe that fact means that today on this call, as we let down our ego, as we realize that we don't know everything, as we understand that there are always more things to learn, there are always new insights to have, I believe we can have breakthroughs together on this call today. And that's my intention. I hope it's yours as well. If it is, if you can support that, I want to hear you scream into the line if you're excited to be alive, if you're excited about freedom, if you're excited about living an abundant life, if you're excited about going forth and actually doing what I believe we were meant to do when we got sent here to this floating ball in space, and that is to live. If you're excited to live, I want to hear you scream into the phone as I unmute the lines right now. Sounds like we got a few people excited in the house, and I'm excited about that. Hey, before we jump into the regularly scheduled stuff, and maybe if you're ready to lead us through the definite purpose self-confidence formula, maybe just kind of be ready and be standing by for when I call you out, because we're going to do that here in just a moment. I wanted to share a thought with everyone to kind of kick the call off. You know, Jim Rohn, one of my mentors, I talk about him a lot. He said in one of the books that he wrote, he said, discipline is the bridge between thought and accomplishment. And we've got to have discipline, right? You know, this is the Think and Grow Rich call. We study Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, and thoughts are where it starts. Discipline is where it continues, right? It starts in the thinking, and then discipline is, like Jim Rohn said, the bridge between thought and accomplishment. And that thought inspired a thought in me this morning where I said both glory and tragedy are born in the seemingly inconsequential things we do or fail to do on a daily basis. And if you think about that for a moment, isn't that an astounding thought? That both glory and tragedy are born in the mundane, the little details that we either do or don't do on a daily basis. What's the difference between a successful man and a successful man, a successful woman, and an unsuccessful man or an unsuccessful woman? Well, it's simple. It's like Jim Rohn said, the daily disciplines, just the little things that you can choose to do or choose not to do that add up over time, that add up over a lifetime. And so when we understand that, we realize that we truly do have control over our destinies. And how do we control our destinies? It's by controlling the little things that we do or don't do on a daily basis. And if we take this a step further, W. Clement Stone said, we do the things we do because they're habitual. We don't do the things we don't do because they are not habitual. So if that is true, then we realize how important it is to learn how to habitualize, if that's a word, I don't know, but it makes sense in the context that I'm using it, habitualize the good actions, right? We want to make those good actions habits. And how do we make a habit? Well, supposedly, it takes 21 days to make a habit. So I've just got this little quick thought before we jump into our main content for the day. And the thought is, why not ask ourselves, what is one thing that if we made into a habit would have an astounding impact on the course of our businesses, on the course of our families, on the course of our lives? And if more than one thing is too much to juggle, you know, sometimes we try to juggle all these different goals and all these different ideas, and what happens when we sometimes try to do too much? Well, we end up dropping the balls to the ground, unfortunately. At least that's been my experience. So here's my thought. What if we were to focus on one thing? I mean, we can add a few others, you know, if we can handle it. But at the very least, just one thing that we want to turn into a habit for 21 days. And then once we got it, we hang on to that good habit, and then we start on another thing. And if you could imagine, every 21 days, developing a new great habit, right? Every 21 days, a new great habit, how would your life be different versus trying to attack too many things all at once and not nailing anything down? So I submit to you that maybe this might be a good thing to do, and maybe we might want to set the goal, right? If we're new to the call, maybe just a simple habit of getting on this call every day for 21 days. If we're not in the habit of, you know, connecting with people about our business, maybe make that a new habit. Every day, connect. You know, I was talking to my friend Brandon, who's an entrepreneur, and he was reading this book called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. And the idea in this compound effect is basically what we're talking about here, that it's not like the huge, grandiose actions that we take in our lives and in our business that make us successes. It's the little things that when done consistently over time, compound and add up. You know, I remember when I first started seeing success in my home-based business, one of the things that I was doing consistently, finally after years of not being consistent, is I had a time allotted every day from 4 to 5 p.m. where I was getting on the phone and connecting with people and sorting and sifting, for my business. And I had many people who said no, but I had some who said yes. And the simple fact of doing that, the simple action of doing that every day consistently over a period of time turned into my first six-figure income, right? Just a simple act of consistency. You take this call. We've been doing this call now every day for over 5 years. Now, interesting thing about this call and what it's turned into, I was actually sharing this with some of my team members yesterday. You know, when I first got on the internet, I started building this website, and I was like, I need to get traffic. So I was like writing these articles and, you know, doing all this funky SEO, getting backlinks and trying to get this traffic to this website. And over time, I started having about 10,000 visitors per month to this website that I was working hard on, trying to get backlinks and trying to get traffic. Well, through the course of doing this, I was having these life-changing effects from the material that I was studying, Think and Grow Rich. And so I made the decision based on an inspiration that I was going to start hosting a call every day where we studied the principles of success, because it was just changing my life so much. It was having such an effect. So I was like, I'm going to do this call. We're going to help people. And it was literally purely out of a desire to share the things that were helping me in my life. And so we start doing this call every day. And after a little while, people start coming to me and they're like, well, Paul, are you archiving these calls? Is there any place we can go listen to the replay? And I'm like, well, sort of, not really, you know, maybe we need to create something. So I was like, all right. So, and I put it off for a long time. And finally, I created this website, growrichaudios.com, to store all of the recordings that we do every day on this call, and also to, you know, be a little introduction tool for people who are new to what we do. And so I created this website, and here's the fascinating thing. After a short period of time, I was blown away to look at the statistics on that website to see that the Grow Rich Audio site was getting 10,000 visitors a month, the same as this other website that I was breaking my back over. And on the Grow Rich Audio site, all I did was put up the site. That's it. Just put up the site and, you know, started adding, you know, our calls that we do every day. But here's the point. Consistency over time was one of the major keys to that. There's a seven-figure earner in the home-based business profession who's a really good blogger, gets tons of traffic, tons of leads. I think he gets like 4,000 leads a month through blogging, and people ask him. They're like, Ray, his name's Ray. They're like, Ray, what is your traffic strategy? You know what he says? This will blow you away. Here's what he says. Consistency. Consistency is his traffic strategy. It's not some secret backlinking tool or anything. It's just consistency. So this idea that, you know, the little things we do over time add up. And it's not that we're going to go do one thing and, like, you know, it's not like we're going to go work out in the gym one day and, like, pop out and, like, oh, man, I got a great body. Oh, and I'm totally healthy because I did it one day. No, it's getting in the gym every day over time, these daily disciplines. So my challenge to you is, if you don't have one little thing you're working on right now to develop a good habit in yourself, I challenge you right now to pick one thing and set a goal for the next 21 days and turn that one thing into a positive habit that's going to bless your life, your family's lives, and all the people around you. I challenge you to do that. I believe it'll have a huge impact on you. So that's my little thought for this morning. Let's jump into our definite major purpose self-confidence formula, and then we're going to get into Think and Grow Rich. So let me check the lines here. Star 6, who has the definite purpose ready for us this morning?
I got it for you this morning, Corey.
Who is that? The lady? Who is the lady there?
Two people on the line, but I'm going to let her go.
Okay, give me a name. Someone give me a name. Am I cutting out, guys, or is that just you? I'm having a hard time hearing you guys.
I think that was her. I was going to let her do it, but if she's not ready, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, who is that, Veronica?
No, this is Nicole from North Carolina.
All right. Nicole, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. My major definite purpose. By the first day of 2015, I will have in my possession monthly residual income, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quality and best possible the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that now that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person.
Awesome job, Nicole. Thank you so much for that. One second. Guys, if you are grateful for Nicole and believe that she has greatness inside of her, let's let her know.
Corey, We believe in you, Nicole. There you go.
Okay, guys, appreciate that. And, Nicole, thank you again so much for doing that for us. We really appreciate that. So we are in Chapter 2 of the book, Think and Grow Rich. And, guys, I want to ask you real quick. If you were on the call yesterday, you know Dr. Napoleon Hill gave us 6 steps to follow, 6 steps that he said are easy to follow, 6 steps that we must follow if we want to achieve great things in life. And I just want to ask you guys, did you follow those 6 steps yesterday? And if you did, post in the Facebook group and let me know. I'd love to see. I'm happy to report that although I don't do everything perfectly, yesterday I did take some time and I followed those 6 steps. And on my desk that I'm looking at right now, I have 2 pages printed off that are the result of me following those 6 steps. And I believe that these 2 pages are going to lead to much bigger results in my life here over the next 90 days. So I'm just grateful for that, and I want to challenge you to do that if you didn't do it. This book is really valuable to us if we use it as a manual and we actually do the things that Dr. Napoleon Hill is exhorting us to do. It's like a life philosophy. W. Clement Stone mentioned the word life philosophy in his book that I'm reading. And what is a life philosophy? Well, it's a philosophy that you live. It's not like we're, you know, a bunch of philosophers sitting around in togas, you know, discussing the meaning of life, although we might do that from time to time. We live the ideas. We strive to live the ideas we talk about. That's why we call ourselves Think and Grow Rich practitioners. The way we live these ideas is we actually do what they're telling us to do. Be not hearers of the word only, but be ye doers of the word, I think it says in the Bible, right? So, quick challenge to you guys on that. And with that, let's go ahead and continue our study here. We're on page 26 of 235 in the ebook copy and page 26 in the physical copy of Chapter 2. Napoleon Hill writes, "You may as well know right here that you can never have riches in great quantities unless you can work yourself into a white heat of desire for money and actually believe you will possess it. You may as well know also that every great leader from the dawn of civilization down to the present was a dreamer. Christianity is the greatest potential power in the world today because its founder was an intense dreamer who had the vision and the imagination to see realities in their mental and spiritual form before they had been transmuted into physical form. If you do not see great riches in your imagination, you will never see them in your bank balance. Never in the history of America has there been so great an opportunity for practical dreamers as now exists. The 6-year economic collapse has reduced all men substantially to the same level. A new race is about to be run. The stakes represent huge fortunes which will be accumulated within the next 10 years. The rules of the race have changed because we now live in a changed world that definitely favors the masses. Those who had but little or no opportunity to win under the conditions existing during the Depression, when fear paralyzed growth and development." And guys, this was written in 1937, but here's my question for you. Aren't the words that he wrote in 1937 even more true today than maybe they were back in 1937 with the advent of technology and the internet and communication? There has never been, I'm going to repeat what he says, never in the history of America has there been so great an opportunity for practical dreamers as now exists. We who are in this race for riches should be encouraged to know that this changed world in which we live is demanding new ideas, new ways of doing things, new leaders, new inventions, new methods of teaching, new methods of marketing, new books, new literature, new features for the radio, new ideas for moving pictures. Back of all this demand for new and better things, there is one quality which one must possess to win. and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it. The business depression marked the death of one age and the birth of another. This changed world requires practical dreamers who can and will put their dreams into action. The practical dreamers have always been and always will be the pattern makers of civilization. We who desire to accumulate riches should remember the real leaders of the world have always been people who harnessed and put into practical use the intangible, unseen forces of unborn opportunity and have converted those forces or impulses of thought into skyscrapers, cities, factories, airplanes, automobiles, and every form of convenience that makes life more pleasant. Tolerance and an open mind are practical necessities of the dreamer today. Those who are afraid of new ideas are doomed before they start. Never has there been a time more favorable to pioneers than the present. True, there is no wild and woolly west to be conquered as in the days of the covered wagon, but there is a vast business, financial, and industrial world to be remolded and redirected along new and better lines. In planning to acquire your share of the riches, let no one influence you to scorn the dreamer. To win the big stakes in this changed world, you must catch the spirit of the great pioneers of the past, whose dreams have given to civilization all that it has of value. The spirit which serves as the lifeblood of our own country, your opportunity and mine, to develop and market our talents. Let us not forget, Columbus dreamed of an unknown world, staked his life on the existence of such a world, and discovered it. Copernicus, the great astronomer, dreamed of a multiplicity of worlds and revealed them. No one denounced him as impractical after he had triumphed. Instead, the world worshipped at his shrine, thus proving once more that success requires no apologies, failure permits no alibis. If the thing you wish to do is right and you believe in it, go ahead and do it. Put your dream across and never mind what they say if you meet with temporary defeat, for they perhaps do not know that every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent success. Henry Ford, poor and uneducated, dreamed of a horseless carriage, went to work with what tools he possessed without waiting for opportunity to favor him, and now evidence of his dream belts the entire earth. He has put more wheels into operation than any man who ever lived because he was not afraid to back his dreams. Thomas Edison dreamed of a lamp that could be operated by electricity, began where he stood to put his dream into action, and despite more than 10,000 failures, he stood by that dream until he made it a physical reality. Practical dreamers do not quit. Whalen dreamed of a chain of cigar stores, transformed his dream into action, and now the United Cigar Stores occupy the best corners in America. Lincoln dreamed of freedom for the black slaves, put his dream into action, and barely missed living to see a united North and South translate his dream into reality. The Wright brothers dreamed of a machine that would fly through the air. Now one may see evidence all over the world that they dreamed soundly. Marconi dreamed of a system for harnessing the intangible forces of the ether. Evidence that he did not dream in vain may be found in every wireless and radio in the world. Moreover, Marconi's dream brought the humblest cabin and the most stately manor house side by side. It made the people of every nation on earth backdoor neighbors. It gave the President of the United States a medium by which he may talk to all the people of America at one time and on short notice. It may interest you to know that Marconi's, quote, friends, close quote, had him taken into custody and examined in a psychopathic hospital when he announced he had discovered a principle through which he could send messages through the air without the aid of wires or other direct physical means of communication. The dreamers of today fare better. The world has become accustomed to new discoveries. Nay, it has shown a willingness to reward the dreamer who gives the world a new idea. The greatest achievement was, at first and for a time, but a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn. The bird waits in the egg. And in the highest vision of the soul, a waking angel stirs. Dreams are the seedlings of reality. Awake, arise, and assert yourself, you dreamers of the world. Your star is now in the ascendancy. The world depression brought the opportunity you have been waiting for. It taught people humility, tolerance, and open-mindedness. The world is filled with an abundance of opportunity which the dreamers of the past never knew. A burning desire to be and to do is the starting point from which the dreamer must take off. Dreams are not born of indifference, laziness, or lack of ambition. The world no longer scoffs at the dreamer nor calls him impractical. If you think it does, take a trip to Tennessee and witness what a dreamer president has done in the way of harnessing and using the great water power of America. A score of years ago, such a dream would have seemed like madness. You have been disappointed. You have undergone defeat during the Depression. You have felt the great heart within you crushed until it bled. Take courage, for these experiences have tempered the spiritual metal of which you are made. They are assets of incomparable value. Remember, too, that all who succeed in life get off to a bad start and pass through many heartbreaking struggles before they arrive. The turning point in the lives of those who succeed usually comes at the moment of some crisis through which they are introduced to their other selves. John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress, which is among the finest of all English literature, after he had been confined in prison and sorely punished because of his views on the subject of religion. O. Henry discovered the genius which slept within his brain after he had met with great misfortune and was confined in a prison cell in Columbus, Ohio. Being forced through misfortune to become acquainted with his other self and to use his imagination, he discovered himself to be a great author instead of a miserable criminal and outcast. Strange and varied are the ways of life. And stranger still are the ways of infinite intelligence, through which men are sometimes forced to undergo all sorts of punishment before discovering their own brains and their own capacity to create useful ideas through imagination. Edison, the world's greatest inventor and scientist, was a tramp telegraph operator. He failed innumerable times before he was driven finally to the discovery of the genius which slept within his brain. Charles Dickens began by pasting labels on blacking pots. The tragedy of his first love penetrated the depths of his soul and converted him into one of the world's truly great authors. That tragedy produced first David Copperfield, then a succession of other works that made this a richer and better world for all who read his books. Disappointment over love affairs generally has the effect of driving men to drink and women to ruin, and this because most people never learn the art of transmuting their strongest emotions into dreams of a constructive nature. Helen Keller became deaf, dumb, and blind shortly after birth. Despite her greatest misfortune, she has written her name indelibly in the pages of the history of the great. Her entire life has served as evidence that no one is ever defeated until defeat has been accepted as a reality. Robert Burns was an illiterate country lad. He was cursed by poverty and grew up to be a drunkard in the bargain. The world was made better for his having lived because he clothed beautiful thoughts in poetry and thereby plucked a thorn and planted a rose in its place. Booker T. Washington was born in slavery, handicapped by race and color. Because he was tolerant, had an open mind at all times on all subjects, and was a dreamer, he left his impress for good on an entire race. Beethoven was deaf, Milton was blind, but their names will last as long as time endures because they dreamed and translated their dreams into organized thought. Before passing to the next chapter, kindle anew in your mind a fire of hope, faith, courage, and tolerance. If you have these states of mind and a working knowledge of the principles described, all else that you need will come to you when you are ready for it. Let Emerson state the thought in these words: every proverb, every book, every byword that belongs to thee for aid and comfort shall surely come home through open or winding passages. Every friend whom not thy fantastic will, but the great and tender soul in thee craveth, shall lock thee in his embrace. There is a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. The state of mind must be belief, not mere hope or wish. Open-mindedness is essential for belief. Closed minds do not inspire faith, courage, and belief. Remember, no more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than is required to accept misery and poverty. A great poet has correctly stated this universal truth through these lines: I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at the evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire only to learn dismayed that any wage I had asked of life, life would have willingly paid. And we're going to stop there, guys, and jump into the mastermind portion of the call. Keep in mind, this is not a company-specific call, so please no mention of company names, system names, leader names, unless the leaders are part of our mastermind community. And brevity and relevance, always appreciated in your comments. One moment. Star 6, who's first? Come on out.
Good morning, Paul. This is Sharon from New Jersey.
Hey, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, family. Paul, every time we go over this chapter here on desire, it's such a moving chapter because it really makes you think. It really makes you look at yourself. It really says a lot of things like no one is ever defeated unless you tell yourself you're defeated. We have to continually use words like faith, hope, and tolerance, and knowledge, because these were the things that our forefathers, whose names they use, Edison, Booker T. Washington, Beethoven, these were the things that made them be able to progress. Every time I read this poem about I bargained with life for a penny, I have to stop and say, am I bargaining with life for a penny? How much am I giving life to attain the things that I certainly desire? So this word desire and mindset and the words that we use, oh, Paul, so important. Thank you.
Your words are music to my ears, Sharon. Thank you so much for that. Star 6, who's next? Come on out. Anyone else moved this morning, inspired? Share with us.
Good morning. It's Jesse from New York.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. I was double muted yesterday, tried to get out a couple of times, couldn't understand why I couldn't get out. Well, I guess it wasn't my turn yesterday. But I am so glad to be here. This, for the third time going through this with the family since I've been on these calls for over a year now, is just really hitting so many areas, and it has been my strength, I would say, for answering questions I had for myself recently, and anyone on this call still not sure, having doubts if it can work, if it will work for them, let me tell you, it works as long as you consistently and persistently follow the six steps that he laid out for us yesterday. reading the book and living it and breathing it every single day. It changes your life. I was confronted with some challenges recently and really wondered if did I miss the boat or was I supposed to move forward on something? And I meditated over it to see if I could get the question answered for myself. And something that was said in The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Waddell, he mentioned that if you went towards your goal and you missed it or you didn't get it, not to rush, not to worry, it will come again and it will come better. And I heard that, and that really perked my ears up. And I go, because there's something that I was working on, just wasn't quite right yet for me. And so I let it pass, but, you know, you wonder and you second guess. And I meditated over it, and I thought, well, how is that going to happen? How is this opportunity that I was looking for towards something going to happen again? And don't you know, within days, because of my persistence, my desire, my passion for my end result did not wane, and it was laid in front of me again. And it was better. And it just is getting me so excited, family, how this comes together. And then reading this book and talking about desire and the six steps, and I happened to read through it again last night. It was like a presentation coming from the soul of Napoleon Hill telling me I'm in my right place and that just to keep on and going and moving forward in the way that I am. And so I just had to share this with all of you this morning because it is so exciting and it's happening faster and quicker than I anticipated all the answers to come to me were. And so I just want to let all of you know, don't doubt. And if you doubt, well, that's where you are for today. But continue coming here because this is my rock. This is everything I need every single morning, and I will never, ever stop coming to these calls or stop reading personal development books and the books that you suggest here. I was reading your latest book, The Successful... Success System That Never Fails. My goodness, what an amazing book. And I got answers in that on how to move forward with certain situations when you're dealing with sales and speaking with people. Yeah, I'm just thrilled. Thank you so much, Paul.
You're awesome, Jesse. Appreciate you so much. Great thoughts. You're a great example. Star 6, who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Paul, Larry Coates.
Larry, what's up, man?
I just wanted to say that today was really, really special for me, and I really appreciated your opening comments about consistency and how that ties, and then your challenge to go over the six steps again and how are we applying them daily. That together with today's reading is just really awesome and a really good challenge, so I really thank you for that. Back to you, Paul.
You bet. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate those thoughts.
Elizabeth from Virginia.
Hey, good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Paul and Think and Grow Rich family. I want you to know, Paul, that this is day number 24. I have exercised discipline over food that I see and food that I want, knowing that it's going to help my health and my body. I have passed 21 days to form this habit. I'm on day 24, and I'm still going strong. I've got the discipline, and I asked the universe to bring all the attraction to me to stay on this journey. The better I get, I'll be not just physically better, spiritually better. I'll be better with everybody I meet, and I just want to thank you and others on this call for all the inspiration that you give me. So back to you, Paul.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, that's so awesome. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Veronica.
Go ahead.
I'm thankful for this call because I have to realize nobody is perfect. Everybody says stupid stuff sometimes. And I have to remind myself sometimes when I'm reading Napoleon Hill stuff. He had a lot of good thoughts and a lot of really empowering statements that people could live with. And I have to keep it from twisting my brain into a pretzel because it really angers me. So I'm going to step forward and correct a statement that I see here. Booker T. Washington was handicapped by race and color. He was not handicapped by race and color. He was handicapped by the ignorance of a bunch of people. But he refused to let that stop what his potential was inside of him. And I need to bring that out, and I need to teach that to my teens because I don't want them to feel handicapped by what people are saying about them because they're amazing. They are so talented, and they're so funny, and they're so cute. You have got to see them when they get lit up. I'm going to go out there and light them up today.
Great thoughts, Veronica. I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate you pointing that out because sometimes, you know, sometimes we remember that this stuff was written a long time ago, and we live in a society today where it's hard to know what is appropriate to say, what is not appropriate to say, what is politically correct, what is not politically correct. And so I appreciate you guys pointing stuff out to me because there are times when occasionally I'll read a line. Sometimes I'll change it. Sometimes I'll skip over it. And sometimes I'll just read it because it's in the text. And I feel uncomfortable reading things from time to time. And I appreciate you guys pointing out the spots that are like that. So, Veronica, I appreciate you pointing that out. And maybe, I'm just issuing a possibility, maybe you and Napoleon Hill were saying the same thing. They were just expressed in different ways. Napoleon Hill, as I've read lots of his stuff, he was extremely tolerant and did love people regardless of race, gender, you know, whatever differences they might have. So I feel like his spirit would agree with what you just said. So yeah, I appreciate that. Very, very good comment. Second here. Star 6.
Woohoo, Veronica.
That's right. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Paul Titan Hutchins.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Paul? This is a powerful call. I'm so happy that I caught it. And I really enjoyed the young lady that just came out and when she was talking about Booker T. Washington. And I truly think, you know, attitude is everything along with work ethic. And it's a real funny story. I just thought about a story that my dad told me. I must have been I probably was about 2 or 3 years old, and my godfather is a Jewish white guy. He's been business partners with my father probably 30 years. I'm assuming, but I'm very close to him. But they were traveling over, looking at some radio stations to purchase over in Europe, and you know they were traveling all over. And they went to a restaurant. This was probably in the 70s, in the 70s. And they walked in this restaurant, and my dad said they were sitting at this table, and they were sitting there for about an hour, and no one was coming up to serve them. And so sooner or later, a guy came out and says, "We can't serve you all in here." And my godfather, I mean, he turned all red. He got upset, whatever. And, you know, my dad said, let's go. And, you know, he said, no, we're not leaving. They're going to serve us in here. And my dad said, you know, let's go, you know. So they walked out of the restaurant, And my godfather put his arm around my dad, and my dad just has a great sense of humor and a great attitude. And he said, you know, I'm real sorry about that. And he said, you know, why are you sorry? Why are you sorry? You know, I just can't figure it out. And my godfather was saying, figure out what? He said, I cannot understand to save my life. How did they know you were Jewish? and the reason that's such a powerful story, and I laughed, and my godfather got a huge chuckle out of that, because okay, of course they probably would not, they didn't want to serve my father at that time because of the color of his skin, but he turned it back on my godfather, and basically said, you know, I didn't understand, you know, how did they know you were Jewish? So, you know, I wanted to come forward and say that, because it's so, you know, I love the young lady when she came out and said that. But, you know, it's really all about attitude and turning negatives into positives, because at the end of the day, it's about how you look at things, and your attitude will really control everything as far as how you will stay focused, how we will stay focused, as far as our work ethic is concerned and moving forward into the things we wanted to do. But that's all I wanted to say. Back to you, Paul.
So powerful. Chris, appreciate you so much. Thank you for that. Your dad. Oh, I love those stories about your dad. Star 6 is next. Come on out.
Hi, this is Deborah from Philadelphia. You can hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, I'm going to just speak of desire. I was on a training call on Tuesday, and they said that they will have a contest, and they're going to pull a name on Wednesday, and whoever name they pull will win $100. So at one time before personal development, I would say, oh, I'm never going to win anything like that. So that's what I said. That's what I heard. So I regurgitated it. But now, of course, with my personal development, I said to myself, I said, I thank you in advance. And I was thinking of the things that I would do with that money. So when they had the drawing the next day on a training call, they said, we're going to do the drawing. I was just so relaxed and calm. And I said, oh, I just want to thank you again. And then up popped the screen with my name. I already knew it. At one time, I would have been like, spooky. But I was like, well, I put it out there. And that's what I wanted, and that's what I desired. And there it was. So that was my story.
That's awesome. What a great story. I appreciate that. I believe it. Yeah, I could tell you some cool stories like that about my wife. Maybe I will another day. Yeah, who is that? Who's the lady? Come on out.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich fam. This is Adriana from Queens, New York.
Good morning.
Hey. Two things very quickly. You mentioned, doing 21 days of something and, being consistent and stepping out of that comfort zone. And for me, what I found, just to touch on that point very quickly, participating in this call has been, it's transformed me. And I vowed to myself, I said, you know what, when I have something to say, I'm going to, hit *6 and I'm going to participate. Because normally I would just sit on the sidelines or just listen in on a call or just kind of just shy away from participating. And for me, I made that one of my goals. And, so far so good. I'm really, happy to be involved every day. And, but that being said, but from today's readings, one line that stuck out to me, it says, there is a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. And I felt that was incredibly powerful. I am officially ready to receive it. And I have to thank you again. I know every day I say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But I can't thank you enough because I really do feel that because I'm in tune with this call and all of these wonderful people on this call, that I finally realized, hey, you know what? You can receive this. You owe it to yourself to receive it. And it has opened my eyes and my vision. And I'm literally, you know, I last night I couldn't even go to sleep. And I was like, oh my God, I have to go to bed. My, you know, my girls will be up like at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I just couldn't go to sleep. I was so excited, and writing down my purpose and just as being, you know, going into my trainings. But that's, you know, that's what I wanted to say this morning. And also to everyone on this call, continue giving all of your stories and your wisdom. Please know that I am listening and that I'm writing things down. And, you know, when I hear phrases that you guys put out there, it's really inspiring to me. So I just wanted to, you know, of course, like, we give a shout out to Paul for doing such a wonderful job every day, but to all of you who participate and actually give your words and your phrases, you know, God bless you all, and thank you again.
Bless you. Thank you, Adriana. So powerful. By the way, I want to point out Adriana's decision to be involved and step out. That's what leaders do. Leaders just make a decision when they have something valuable to share it. Let their voice be heard. So, Adriana, you're taking really powerful steps, and just admire you. One second. Star 6 is next.
Hey, Paul, it's Amy in Vegas.
Amy, good morning.
Web cyber report.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Thinking Grow Rich family. Adriana just came out, and Veronica came out, and I just had to say this. We're talking about desire, and I have something written in my notes that Les Brown says, always stay hungry. Okay, and then yesterday I'm a part of a call with Lisa Scott, this women's call, and we were actually talking about Veronica and Adriana on the call yesterday, because we're talking about desire, right? And these two are newer to the call, but you see they come out almost every day, both of them, and they're hungry. You can see that they have a desire. They're hungry for this. And they come here, and then they listen to what everybody has to say, and then they come out on the call, and they're sharing things, and they're getting excited, and they're getting more hungry, and they keep coming back here every single day. And you hear them both talk about how their lives are changing and how grateful they are for this call. And it's because they're hungry, and they show up here, and they have a desire every single day. And they see that their lives are transforming by being consistent and being on this call every day and participating every single day. And I loved what Adriana said, you know, don't be afraid to come out and share these things, because people need to hear it. Everything that you have to say is important. You are valuable. So come out and share it. And also, when we do that kind of stuff, you know, we're adding to the group also, but like coming out and saying the major definite purpose, you know, that's kind of selfishly done on my part, because I love to come out and I love to get the praise of everybody. It really gets me pumped up for the day. So don't be afraid to step out and do that stuff. This is a great platform to do that with all these people who are uplifting you and just thinking loving thoughts towards you when you're coming out on the call. But I just wanted to say that those two ladies, you know, they're new to the call, but they're hungry. They come out here, they have a desire, and they're seeing the results. So I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, so good. Thank you, Amy. Hey, Pass. Go ahead, man. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Think and Grow Rich family. Paul, how are you today?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm always so blessed and highly favored. Oh, man. I love what Amy just said, and what the lady before her was talking about is the line where it's the difference between wishing and being ready to receive. The other day, my wife goes through this thing when she likes to complain, and unfortunately, that's just her choice. But my two little ones have been selling water. You know, they've been doing that at their summer business. And my wife called early in the morning, and she said, I don't have enough money for gas, you know, and a bunch of different things that she, you know, went through her list of complaints of what she didn't have. So my kids said, Dad, we're going out to sell water today, right? I said, yes. They said, every dollar we make today, we're going to send to mommy. That way, mommy doesn't have to complain or stress out. So as they went out and sold water, they sold it with such glee, and they were able to sell about 72 waters. And after the Western Union fee and everything, they were able to send them $65 that they earned. And I said, before the kids sent the money, I said to my son and daughter, I said, I can send the money. They said, no, Dad, we want to send this because you teach us family over everything. And it's our pleasure to do it. I almost cried as they sent this money out. And they said, but Dad, if we send this money, we don't have enough money for the McDonald's that we wanted. I said, if you send the money, then I'll pay for the McDonald's. Because, like you said, family over everything, and I'll be so glad to pay for it. So they're like, well, Dad, we're sending money, and we're sending it with a smile. The way that they, the joy in their face to know that they helped their mom to a bind, even though she couldn't see all of the great things that was actually touching these kids' hearts. I've watched the transformation of them over these last few weeks, you know, because they had a little bit of time since me and my wife have been separated, you know, where they were unhappy and a little bitter. But now they're very giving, they're very loving, and they do everything with such enthusiasm. And I felt so happy for them to be able to do something like that and to be able to go out the very next day and say, Dad, if we could do it again, we would do it again because family's over everything. And it's just something I wanted to share. You can wish that your kids are a certain way. You can tell your kids to be a certain way, or you can interact with them and enjoy their time and allow them to grow into being who they want to be. So I love each and every one of you guys. Today is Thrilling Thursday. Do something out of the ordinary to make yourself laugh, enjoy, or maybe just jump out your skin. Have a great day.
Great stuff, Pat, and everyone else. I appreciate you guys. Hey, let's know what we want and go for it. We'll see y'all back here tomorrow morning on the Thinking Rich Call. Bye for now. Have a good one, guys.
Great Thursday.
Love you, family.
This is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.
Bye. Have a great day. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Never give up.
You are powerful.